this more than any song in the history of music.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I so hate this song. Mr. Big Willie himself calling us alive from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm great. I'm in Kentucky.
Kentucky? What are you doing there?
Mount Sterling, Kentucky. I'm a, you know who's famous from down here?
Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Rand Paul. Or Ron
Nobody.
Paul.
No.
I don't know. Nobody.
No, my buddy, country music artist Sam L. Smith. He's from down here, Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
Oh, well, that's just wonderful. Nobody gives a rat's ass. But thank you for sharing.
Not really.
What's going on with you? What's happening with you?
I don't know. I like that Chris Rose guy, man.
He's the best. I like his
attitude. But you know one
he's
thing you need to ask you guys? You need to put this up there. Man. One of these days I'll tell you about the no list and the yes list. This is like a question you need to put on the list, you know, yes board. Everybody comes in, it's in politics, you need to ask. What were you worth before you got into politics, and what is your net worth today?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. Just look it up. See if they say it. They say, I just want to know what your net worth is today. I'm not saying this has nothing to do with Chris Rose. Nothing at all. My brain works weird. I'm in the middle of Kentucky doing Kentucky stuff right now in a truck, which is absolutely nothing. You know what else? You know what I find odd?
What?
Amazing.
What?
Every other number. Anyhow.
slow news day, huh? Holy God.
Nah, jeez. It's not a slow news day. I thought that was funny.
Oh, man.
Just popped up. Well, you'll learn one day when you become a big broadcaster.
It might be funny in Kentucky. It ain't playing here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I tell you that, right? Dad jokes don't play well here. They really don't.
Hey, somebody else is going to use that today. Just mind that. I guarantee you somebody else is going to use that. Anyhow, but I'm saying, if you just ask them, because they always talk about people lobbyists to taking money and voting and siding with Trump and doing this and that. If you're making 70 grand a year, 80 grand a year, then how did you become a millionaire? Tell us what the secret is to life. To become a millionaire, so that way we can all get a piece of that pie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no question. No question. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything with the? Are you still upset with Sergeant Slaughter, Frank Hoagland, the Navy SEAL?
I'm upset about this ICE stuff.
Yeah.
In the valley, and there's one group online, and I think it ain't hard to figure out, with the rainbow-colored hair and Johnny Hot, Hot for the High Valley. And I'm just reading, and it's not just him, it's all the idiots combined. Apparently, they have no... The only thing I can figure out about Johnny is he must have an ego and want a following, so the easiest people to get to follow you there's a bunch of idiots that go stand at McDonald's and want to complain. And I just look at some of the people's profiles and stuff. I'm not no angel. I'm not perfect.
That's true.
But by God.
That's true.
So, yeah, if you see the people, I mean, they follow him around like a puppy dog, like a mama. Yeah, like he's a mama dog. And they just look, come here, mama.
Oh.
And that's what it seems like. Oh. And, but if you see on there, he's like sending messages out last week because I guess ICE was in Moundsville and the sheriff had to release a statement because they arrested three people at probably Acapulco restaurant or something I seen online. So anyhow, the sheriff, Marshall County, released a statement, said they worked with them, let them use the building. And then they're on there like, so Johnny Hawk gets on there and says, they're headed to the Highlands now, to whatever, El Paso. And so now everybody that goes to El Paso thinks everybody that works there is an illegal immigrant that's a murderer, a rapist, and there was no news to that. It wasn't even true. So why would you even say that? And now you're accusing all you, you think you're helping, but you're telling everybody in the valley that everybody in El Paso, it could be, you know, we're not just going and getting, you know, little Miss Mary out of college and saying, come here, Mary, you're doing so well, we're going to ship you back to Mexico. No, they're starting with the people that have raped, murdered, killed, and done stuff in other countries that are basically out, or they got away and they've done it here. And I don't understand how dumb, and I'm saying how stupid, you got to be to support stopping ICE taking away these people out of the country.
Yep.
Because they can do it again, and what they're going to get is shipped out. They have no consequences like us. They take all your stupid constitution stuff, throw it out the door, and the way I feel is anybody gets in the way of ICE, just lock them up. If you're dumb enough to get in a car and go after somebody, then you're, I mean, it ain't like it just happened. This is the first time it's ever happened. If you were that person and you had a family and you was a cop and somebody come at you with a car, are you just going to, you know, and they hit you, you know, and run over your foot, are you just going to say, oh, gee, thank you, we'll catch you later, you know? No, will you, hey, Bob, get my rubber bullets real quick because I forgot to get them out of the car. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take a chance that I'm backing over me. I don't know how injured I am. Wake up. Wake up. What's wrong with these people? I'm not saying that I agree with everything ICE does, but, you know, I don't agree with the killing at all. But don't go out there and act like a fool and then break into hotels and get their vending machine and barricade the hotel and then throw stuff at the cops and kick their cars and do stuff. And what else I don't find funny, but what I found a coincidence, is that the girl that got killed and the boy that got killed out in Minnesota, guess what? They both went to the University of Minnesota together. They were in the same groups together. They were in a group. They found this group chat or whatever it was, when they got his phone, they found encrypted messages and data that they went through. And apparently this guy and this girl and all these idiots were in a club or whatever, like the hot for the High Valley, and they strategically planned events. So basically, they knew what they were doing. You know what I mean? This is all planned. These people get paid. I don't understand what's going on with it, but I don't even understand what I'm doing on the interstate here. Give me a second.
Oh,
anyhow,
God.
Hold on 1 second. I thought the interstate was shut down, but I don't know what everybody's doing.
And you're a truck driver? I know Bangladeshi truck drivers who do a better job than this. My God, and they don't even speak English.
They got everybody getting off the interstate here, and I don't know why.
That sounds really reassuring.
So what I was saying,
oh my God.
So you got this guy that's hot for whatever, and the hot for the High Valley, and he's spreading this rhetoric. And then I see on his post, he's like, hey, you got, we don't have time to mobilize, you know what I mean? And go out and do something. They're just doing pop-up stuff in the High Valley. You know, time to mobilize. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you want to get people killed or injured? You know, if you want to have a protest, go do a protest. But what do you, you know, why would you want to mobilize and go out and put people's lives in danger? You know, when you're supposed to be for the people, you know, say what you got to say, go protest. But there's no reason to go out and get in the way of the police. I see the Pittsburgh police are up there. And they had to line up at the federal building and had all the cops there. So, I mean, you're not hurting the ICE guys. You're hurting the local police. You're taking them away from local issues and crimes. You're destroying your own communities, number two, three, or four. So just go protest, say what you got to say, and that's it. So if somebody got caught, I mean, he could be getting paid by somebody. Who knows? You don't know. This is a speculation. But why keep pushing the agenda? Yeah, why do you keep pushing it so hard? I'd like to know that. No hard feelings, anybody. I just don't understand why you got to keep pushing stuff and try to push people in harm's way. Go protest. I don't see anybody protesting today out here. 3 degrees, 4 degrees. I don't see a lot of protests. So it just doesn't make sense to me why people got to get involved in the middle of a police action. If a cop pulls me over, I've had interactions with the cops. I've never gave them a hard time, anything, Here, whatever. What do you want? I know what the constitutional rights are. But, just get it. If you're not doing nothing wrong, then there's nothing to worry about, right?
I hear you. By the way,
you're not doing any.
Let me ask you a question here. Take a deep breath here. You're now playing with the idea of following or mimicking Dimitri by doing some sort of a Facebook live stream from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of your Freightliner Cascadia 125. Is that right?
Well, it's not mimicking you because you can't drive a big truck. I'm special.
Well, yeah. I apparently you can't drive either based on what you just said a couple minutes ago. Oh, why the traffic's moving? What am I supposed to do? You
don't know.
Whatever.
Everybody off.
Whatever. Anyway, so unbeknownst to you, we've had some of our lot lizards who are big fans of the show here put cameras into your cab when you were not in there. And we have a picture of one of them, one of the things that you were doing, which I know deep down you love me and respect me and all of that. And we actually have a picture. Are you watching this on the Facebook live stream by any chance?
No,
okay.
I'm
well,
driving.
Who cares? You need to when you have a chance, when you can pull over and not kill anyone. You need to take a look at this because I was very touched. This is for our Facebook friends. This is Big Willie himself holding that sign. I love Dimitri, and you can just feel the love right through all the digital everything.
There he is.
I love Dimitri. There it is. It's a fact. It's a fact. That's Big Willie. That's the sign right there. So anyway, I want to thank some of those lot lizards for helping us out with that. I appreciate that.
Anybody that doesn't want to be on Dimitri's page, you just come over to Big Willie Facebook page. Big Willie, just punch it in. Big Willie on Facebook pages. I actually got a page. And you can go over there. You can be my friend. I know it's hard to deal with Dimitri.
Wow.
You get the same information, it'll probably be a little better. Anyhow.
Well, I can't take. I can't.
If he can't take no more friends, I'll take his leftovers.
Yeah.
And
They're not. I don't consider them leftovers. I consider them an abundance. I consider them a bounty. For those who don't know, Facebook. I've got a huge following on Facebook. Let me finish. I've got a huge following on Facebook.
That ain't even my face.
Of course it is.
Like some monkey or something.
No, that's your face. That's your face.
Look at that.
That's your face. Come on.
That's horrible.
No. What?
Horrible
it's your face. It's your face, for God's sake. Hold on.
It doesn't even look like me.
Of course it looks like you. It's exactly like you. Hold on. I've got another one here. I used AI I sent them this information on you, and where the hell did I find this now? I had it. Anyway, it was a picture of you, and I asked ChatGPT to make an image of you holding that sign, and that's exactly what it is. That is you. You need to own this, Mr. Big Willie. You need to own this.
You old guys.
What are you, old guys?
You and Jim Trefney. You guys must sit there. ChatGPT, what should I do today?
Can you
make a picture of me and make me look like a model?
I don't use filters. I don't use filters. But the pictures of me are the pictures of me.
We know.
Really? Really? You had to go there? Really?
See, I've always gotten in trouble for opening my mouth without thinking first.
Yeah.
And it just happened again.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is what it is.
No.
Anyhow, I still think we need to do the mullet t-shirt. And then, anyhow, but as I was saying, leave these ICE people alone. Leave these cops alone. When they're doing their job, you want to protest, stay away from what they're doing. And then there's no chance whatsoever you getting shot. There's no chance of whatever getting pepper sprayed. And then there's no injuries, there's no killings, there's no lawsuits. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, you don't run towards the fire, you run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're that dumb to run towards it, And they, you know what I say, you do dumb stuff, and dumb stuff's going to happen to you, or FAFO, or whatever you want to say. So just use common sense. I don't care if you protest. I don't care if you don't like guns. I don't care. It don't bother me either way. Defriend me. I don't care. I don't approve of the killings, but stay away from what's going on. Common sense, folks. Common sense. And I don't know how...